We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, joined by longtime color analyst Stan Weber. Our Wildcat Podcast is presented each week by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. Getting you set for Kansas State football, the Wildcats at the moment stand at 2-3 on the year. They are 0-2 in the Big 12, and they're on the road Saturday at Baylor against the Bears. The Bears so far are 3-2 overall. They are 1-1 in conference play, and they meet Saturday at 2:30. Our network coverage begins at 12:30. Stan, just a quick recap on the ball game against Texas last week to begin. 19-0 Longhorns at half, and K-State came out with a little bit more purpose and played much better in the second half, only to fall short. It was a frustrating day, but I think you, at least from my perspective, I think you take the positive of that second half and hopefully build a little bit from there.
Well, Wyatt, I think that's true, and when you started asking the question, I thought maybe you were going to just leave it as an open question and just say, well, what do you think about the game? Please summarize. You did such a good job of summarizing it, Wyatt, took the words right out of my brain and said it, because it was a tale of two halves in my mind. The first half, no points, a safety given up. You don't have that happen very often, 2016 Iowa State. A punt return given up for a touchdown, a 90-yarder by the Texas Longhorns. That hasn't happened since 2014 against Iowa State for K-State. So that's 9 points that you wouldn't expect to occur in the ball game, and then K-State couldn't score otherwise. So no matter how you look at it, between 19-0 and something different than that, K-State was behind the eight ball and really hadn't shown a lot to get the crowd riled up and going. And then in the second half, they came out with a passion. I think the offensive line came off the ball the best they have all year. I think Alex Barnes ran very hard. You know, you could argue if it's any better than other times this year, but it's as good as any time this year, along with the offensive line. The throwing game came into play, and the defense shut Texas out. Going into the half, Wyatt, we with 4 minutes left, were on the air, and the Longhorns up 19-0, really moving the ball every time they've had it, and doing some work, getting points. And I said, if the K-State Wildcats are going to come back and win, they can't allow Texas to score, and they need to get some things going. Well, K-State actually had the football left. With about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, K-State had the football with a chance to come back and win the game. They were within a touchdown, 19-14. And that just shows you what kind of half it was that they ever even got that opportunity, because I don't think the odds on the odds meters were very high that K-State would get the ball with a chance to go take the lead. Unfortunately, third down passes knocked down. But I thought there were some encouraging signs in the second half. Just because you have encouraging signs, Wyatt, does not mean it's going to continue on the next week. There's no guarantee. Coach Snyder's talked about increasing your intensity at practice, being better. Those things are important for K-State to continue to improve to beat Baylor. But I did think it was one of the best halves of football we've seen this year by K-State, and one that if they continue to play like that, they can really build on and start winning some games.
Well, the Wildcats, let's talk about the defense for a moment here. To shut them out in the second half and give K-State an opportunity, I think, is a job well done. And I know there are no excuses in the game, but K-State played without Elijah Sullivan, Denzel Goolsby, Daryl Patterson, Jerron McPherson, Walter Neal, and still did that. That's a pretty impressive performance if you really get right down to it.
Yeah, Wyatt, you could have almost started with just the guys that did play. Saved yourself some time right there.
That's probably true.
It's a beat-up group. It's been one of those seasons when things don't go your way. It seems to just pile on, and the secondary has really been taking the heat. And you're talking about a position like the offensive line where you have more players represented than anywhere else. You talk about your offensive line, that's 5 of your 11. Nowadays, you talk about your secondary, that's 5 of the 11 defenders. So they're getting hit hard right there, but the guys are stepping up and learning how to play better. I just think that they looked solid throughout the game, looked more solid in the second half on the defensive side, feeling more and more comfortable getting out there. Now, the one thing to be said is that Texas did run off the last 6 minutes of the game. So
Truly. You
can't just pat yourself on the back too hard from a defensive perspective when you couldn't force them to punt and they're able to execute. That's kind of Texas's thing. That's one of their big strengths, being able to finish off games, get first downs, keep things moving, have a good solid first and second down play set, so usually third and short. So it wasn't as if it was awful play by K-State in that last drive by Texas, but still, they got to do something better right there and force a punt, get the ball back into the Wildcats' offensive hands. But overall, I thought it was a tale of two halves. If K-State plays like they did in the second half against Texas, then they're going to have a real chance in just about every game they play this year to be right there in a close game in the fourth quarter. And why not be the winner? There's nothing that's going to be holding them back from going ahead and winning the game if they have that kind of solid effort, consistent solid effort. And the thing that's lacking, Wyatt, in my mind, more than anything else, is confidence. I've said this many, many times. I'll say it again. I watched the tape of Texas versus K-State from the 2017 season, and most of the players are the same on both sides. And I could not believe how much confidence the K-State players were playing with. And it just reminded me that they're not playing with that confidence right now. They don't believe that good things are going to happen because they haven't seen that many good things happen. That's last season, you know. But if they just kick back in and get the normal level of confidence they had last year, Wyatt, you'd see a whole different team, I believe.
You know, it's interesting. I guess when you talk about coming out of the locker room with a little more even Coach Snyder said the guys were mad. They wanted to go out and make a statement, and I think they did that. Skyler's numbers weren't eye-popping by any stretch of the imagination, but you played the position. What did he do so well to give them that kind of spark as you saw it?
Well, one thing he did was in a critical red zone situation when the field is squeezed. K-State has not been very good in the red zone offensively, Wyatt. It's really been a struggle for them. He audibleized and realized that he could call a running play. And you could say he's known for being a passing quarterback, but how about from about the 8-yard line, he looks at the Texas defense and goes, I think we can run this ball in. Audibleizes and then makes the run. And it didn't go up just as it's drawn. It didn't go perfectly, which meant he was under more pressure. When you're the quarterback and you audibleize to a play, there's more pressure when it's unfolding and it doesn't work perfectly. But you know what? He bared down, he increased his speed, he ran, and he dove for that pylon and ended up getting a touchdown. That's big. That's not big on the stats, right? Just touchdown run, you know, not that many yards, all those kind of things. But that is a play that gives the whole team a shot in the arm, where they see you're smart, you're thinking, you recognize, and then you had to execute on the run to finish off the play. He hit some passes that were good as well, but he hasn't been a flawless quarterback. You know, he's not hitting like 75% of his passes and everything's easy. There's a little bit of hit and miss into it, but he looked comfortable and he looked like he had a purpose, Wyatt, of coming back. You know, sometimes you go into game and you're going, oh boy, we're 19 down. What do I have to lose? I'm just going to throw the ball up for grabs. Well, that attitude isn't going to work. Okay, that's not making you better. That's just kind of having a frivolous, oh, who cares? But some quarterbacks have some success. People get excited about it. That's not what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He was disciplined, but he had a purpose, I thought, to say, why can't we come back from 19 down? Why can't we go out and win this game? So a little confidence, pep in the step, a sense of urgency, and a belief. And I think that's the most important thing. Now, we've seen Skylar Thompson really has no reason to believe otherwise because he's been a part of some remarkable comebacks even in his short career. But I thought he brought that. He brought that confidence out on the field that even though he wasn't completing every pass, and you know, we saw Patrick Mahomes on Monday Night Football throw a left-handed pass and complete it. I mean, he can't do anything wrong. It wasn't like we saw that out of Skylar. What's really kind of nice is it's all recreatable. Throws he made are things he could do every single play. It wasn't a bunch of luck in there. And, in fact, you could argue there was one big missed opportunity that when he delivered the ball perfectly to Schoen down the field on a stop-and-go, that would have been another big play, maybe a touchdown. So I thought he just looked comfortable in his skin, looked confident, like, I can make that throw. Not every play is going to go perfect, but we're going to be fine. Let's go out and win this game. And with that, what you mentioned that Coach Snyder talked about being upset, I think that's important. I think one of the strengths of K-State football is their calm ability to just keep grinding along, you know, just keep doing the next thing and the next thing. But sometimes that, Wyatt, leaves out a little bit of what college football has. Being mad or being a little emotional doesn't hurt sometimes. And I thought it was good that they introduced kind of a new attitude, a new emotion, a new madness, whatever you want to call it. They brought that out to start the second half. And I think this team needs that. They aren't robots just, you know, doing the best on every play. They've got to have emotion. They got to be upset that things aren't going their way. Let's go change it together.
Kansas State is on the road this Saturday to face the Baylor Bears in Waco at McLane Stadium. K-State leads the all-time series 9-6 and beat the Bears in Manhattan a year ago 33-20. But it's interesting, you start studying this Baylor club, they were just 1-11 and 1-8 in conference play a year ago, and here they are already with 3 wins and 1-1 in conference play. Most people are going to look at that step up on the offensive side of the ball because of Charlie Brewer and others. Does Stan Weber see it that way?
Well, it's across the board, Wyatt. What they had is a complete shock to their system. I mean, this is a group of athletes and a team that was recruited by a coach and a staff whose style was very extreme on one end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And that got called out, as you know, for a lot of reasons, serious, all the way to legal issues. You know, I mean, it crossed the gamut of that's not going to work at Baylor. And then they brought in Coach Matt Rhule, and he's coming at it completely differently. And it's like, I guess you and I can talk here on this podcast or on the Litterfield Network and talk about football and basketball and things all day long. But, you know, if they dropped us in Germany, I don't know if we would be very good at speaking their language. Oh, okay, we speak English well. That doesn't do you much good here. Learn the language. Well, that's the same thing that happened to these football players. The way that they were taught under Art Briles and what they need to do under Matt Rhule are extremely different. And so the fact that they didn't play on the field to a winning level last year, Wyatt, and only won one game over KU was not an indication of how good of athletes they have or how good a coach Matt Rhule is. It's just that they were talking two different languages. And now we're starting to see everyone get on the same page. They're buying into the new program. Enough guys graduated, transferred out. You're getting to be more of a Matt Coach Rhule football team. And he's not going to do the same things on the field, off the field, or any way like Art Briles. And now you're seeing that Baylor does have some athletes. And Charlie Brewer's really starting to catch his stride. It looks, you know, the number of passes he's throwing is almost Texas Tech or old Baylor-like. They are now finding their rhythm in the passing game. And that's not really where Matt Rhule was when he was at Temple. That was not his first choice. He'd rather run the football, control the football, play it more like Kansas State and throw when he wants to. Now they've accepted that they got a quarterback who's getting the ball downfield. They've got some explosiveness, can hit some deep balls, and the defense is starting to play better. So I just look at it as the whole team, Wyatt, is finally understanding what Baylor football is about. And it's a new Baylor football. They're not there yet. They're not the best team in the conference. They're still fighting their way up. But you can see the improvement level from the tape I watched when they played UTSA and what we saw in the last week, a lot different. They have improved themselves tremendously. There's now a buy-in. And so they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the one guy that has been a guy that has made some difference for them is a young man by the name of Jalen Hurd. He is a transfer from the University of Tennessee who has been an outstanding running back, is playing now at receiver, but it's obvious that he is capable of doing both. He has done both. This is a 6'4", 220-pound stud of an athlete. He's really helped him.
Yeah, talk about run after catch, right? When you're a running back, boy,
yes,
pretty natural. And they're able to get him the football. And now Wyatt with this down-the-line throw, you know, you don't have to run a perfect 22-yard route, catch the ball before you can run after catch and be pointed the wrong direction, you know, coming back to the ball. That's hard. But when they throw the ball right down the line to you and you have the ball in your hands and you're looking upfield like a running back and now you're in open space and you're big and strong like he is, he can really hurt you that way. So you know, another one of those transfers is becoming a big part of college football. We saw that in spades when K-State played West Virginia. You up and down the lineup and talk about all these guys who are starting and making differences, starting with Will Greer, who originally was at Florida, transferring into West Virginia. Well, here's one that's affecting Baylor as well. Baylor's just a solid football team, Wyatt. They really are doing things the right way, but it is a game where if you go out and play the way you should, there's no reason why you can't go win the game. It's really up to K-State. Play to the level of your capabilities, and you can get out of there, even on the road, with a victory against Baylor. But if you don't play well, it's going to be a little bit like South Dakota. I mean, I know they're way better than South Dakota, but
sure.
For an early season game, we said this about South Dakota. We know what they're going to do. They're not going to make any mistakes. They're going to play smart, and they're going to force you to beat them. And now we're upgraded to a Big 12 level and all of that, and you're on the road. But that's really what Baylor is. If you mess around, they'll beat you by two touchdowns or more. But if you play well and you accept the fact, just like an NFL game, I think that K-State's mentality ought to be like the NFL, not, oh, we're K-State and they only won one game last year. We should be better than this. You can't think that way. There are favorites in the NFL and there are teams that don't have good records. But, you know, on any given Sunday, the spread's less than 7 points, Wyatt.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a good NFL team and some that are not going to make the playoffs is less than 7 points. If K-State accepts, this is going to be an all-day game. You're not going to go in and shock Baylor and knock them off and get them to doubt themselves. They're going to play all day long. So get ready for a close game. Get ready to fight to the end. You're going to have to make plays, and it's going to be super competitive. This game is going to be super competitive. And if K-State brings their best game, starts playing like they did in the second half of Texas, I think they'll be fine.
Should be an interesting ball game, and we'll have it for you Saturday starting at 12:30. We're going to take a look at the other three games in the league and just a comment or two about K-State men's basketball before we wrap up today. But we want to mention to you that our Wildcat Weekly podcast is presented by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices, they always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, one longtime partner of K-State Athletics. And Kansas Land Tire, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between. Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. This is a Saturday off in football for TCU and Texas Tech, so three other games along with K-State at Baylor. The other 2:30 game is Iowa State at Oklahoma State. We'll see the Cowboys in Manhattan a week from Saturday, and they host Iowa State this weekend. Give me a quick thought on that one. What do you think?
I think Iowa State's very solid. They showed last week that they can play on the road at home. Matt Campbell's group is got their jaw set. Very impressed. You know, it reminds me of Bill Snyder football teams and Mike Gundy football teams. We're getting some coaches in this Big 12, Wyatt, that are able to deliver just a solid brand of football every week, and That's what you get in Iowa State. There may not be a team that's had more close-call disappointments than Iowa State, though. They've really played some pretty solid football, but the win-loss record doesn't show it. So you lost to Iowa in a close game. Oh, who cares, some may say. You lost to Iowa. Same thing against TCU. Why, that game was tied. It was an even game right down to the last seconds. But TCU kicks a field goal. They win. and the game ends up being like most people thought. Oh, TCU is going to beat Iowa State because TCU is at home. They put together a good performance. I may expect some more of the same. I mean, this game's going to be close, Wyatt. These teams match up very well with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard not to pick Oklahoma State at home. I know they lost to Texas Tech at home, but I just, you know, this is likely to be another game where Iowa State plays really well, keeps it close, super interesting, and barely doesn't get over the hump. A big game for Oklahoma State, obviously, because they lost that game to Texas Tech. After that high-flying win against Boise State, they do not want to lose two straight home games. That does not happen in recent history under Mike Gundy. So a lot of pressure on the Oklahoma State Cowboys not to lose this game.
Two 11 a.m. games, and we'll start with West Virginia in Morgantown hosting Kansas. Is there any chance that West Virginia will be a little bit down after what they've been through already this year? They're off to a great start at 4-0 and 2-0 in the conference. Are they going to beat Kansas even if they overlook them a little?
Yeah, I think so. It should be a celebration of West Virginia football because they've been through some tough times, and just sitting out a week and not being able to play North Carolina State was tough. K-State kept it close for a long time, and their fans have all the respect in the world that, K-State may be able to pull off an upset. Texas Tech was explosive, but they got the job done there. They've really proven themselves, Wyatt. I mean, they were picked by the coaches as a preseason second-place pick in the conference. And right now, I think they're living up to it. They look like the next best team after Oklahoma. And they could say, watch those Oklahoma games. We think we're as good as they are. So I think that they'll play well. And their defensive coordinator has given that defense. The talent the defense has is not equal to how they play. And that's a great compliment to Dana Holgorsen and Tony Gibson, the head coach and defensive coordinator, respectively. This West Virginia defense thinks they're great. And they run around and play like they're great. And until someone punches them in the mouth and shows otherwise, they're going to play great, Wyatt. So when you play good defense and you got Will Grier at that offense, I think they're going to get to work and have things go their way on Saturday.
Well, West Virginia is 2-0 in league, and so is Oklahoma and Texas. And they meet, of course, in the Red River Shootout Saturday down in Dallas. How do you break this one down?
Well, this game's always closer than it should be. No matter what you think going in, it ends up being closer. And usually we thought, you know, Baker Mayfield's a quarterback at Oklahoma, and Texas isn't even ranked, and they're struggling, and they had Charlie Strong as a coach 2 years ago and Tom Herman last year. But you know what, Wyatt? The games end up being fights, dogfights. So this time Texas finally has come to the table saying, look at us, we're ranked also. We now are on a very good winning streak. So Oklahoma, I think, is a little more explosive, can hurt you more, but I think the game will be very, very close. And I'm not ready to anoint Texas as just being a super good team and a team that could fight to win this conference, but they're only four quarters away from changing that statement. They're not – the way they'll play, Wyatt, and the philosophies they have and the belief in what they want to be. They know what they want to be. They came to Manhattan and they knew exactly what they wanted to be. They didn't get in a hurry. I mean, they just played their game and only posted 19 points. But they didn't freak out. They didn't do anything but say, we might only score 19, but we're going to keep doing what we do, and that was enough to beat K-State. Because they're so forceful in knowing who they are and what they need to do, I think they'll play Oklahoma very hard. Now, if OU just goes crazy and starts hitting some long passes and get a turnover here or there, then it will be a game Oklahoma wins. But I think it's going to be very, very close. And even, my mind is even open, Wyatt, that Texas could pull off the win. It is a possibility that they could get over the hump and do that.
Very, very interesting game coming up Saturday in the Red River Shootout. Just a thought about basketball. This week, Stan, we turn the calendar from September to October, which basically means we're about 5 weeks away from an exhibition game on November 2nd. For Bruce Weber's club, and you know this as well as I do, the excitement around K-State men's basketball right now is very, very high.
Yeah, absolutely, and it should be, Wyatt. Well-earned, not only an Elite Eight appearance last year, but everybody coming back. Dean Wade appears to be healthy. That's something you can't take for granted. When you come off an injury like that, you hope it all heals and he comes back. He's doing fine. But the basketball team, Wyatt, is giving you more reason to be confident. Because they're not just sitting on their laurels and say, look at all the returning starters. Aren't we going to be great this year? They've gone to work. And that's very impressive to see Barry Brown, for instance, go off to an NBA tryout camp, learn from it, bring it back and say, Coach Weber, I want to be a better player. Please coach me. We've been through it before. Remember when Marcus Foster went off to hang out with some NBA guys?
Mm-hmm.
He came back and said, those guys told me to not listen to you anymore because we got other ideas for you in the NBA. You know, isn't it a great blessing that Barry Brown's back saying, the thing I learned from Magic Johnson and others that I talked to is that I need to work on these skills and I need to listen to you, Coach, because you can help me with those skills. I need to give up the ball more. I need to be more of a team player, learn how to play without the basketball. Well, here's a guy in Barry Brown that's leading this basketball team who's come back with that message from the outside and said, guys, what we need to do is learn to play better without the ball. That's what you do to play big-time basketball like the NBA. And Bruce Weber is just sitting there with the biggest smile on his face going, my system is all about. I mean, for Bruce Weber to be able to implement his old-fashioned philosophies and really be his best, is to have players who want to do that. This is going to be great. And they're just good players. They've been there before. They're working hard. They're improving. And we spoke about it as the end of last year unfolded. When McGurl, Cartier-Jada, I mean, when those guys showed up, we didn't know that much about them, Wyatt, midway through the year. But when those guys showed up at the end, we started saying, look at the starters. When you go down the list, they're not only upcoming seniors, they're upcoming juniors, upcoming sophomores. This distribution of talent is not all just in three guys who have been here a long time's hands.
Right.
It's throughout the roster, Wyatt. And that's what excites me. Not to take away anything from 2018-2019 season, because that's where we are and we should be excited. I'm excited about the basketball program. It's going to be so much fun this year, but it should continue. You know, there are guys in the system, and they're buying in, Wyatt. This basketball team ought to have a lot of encouragement for not just this year, but for the years to come.
Very much looking forward to the start of basketball, and we'll talk more about that in the upcoming weeks ahead of that November 2nd exhibition game. Don't forget, football coverage on Saturday from Waco begins at 12:30 with Wyatt and Stan. Our Wildcat Weekly podcast presented each week by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening to the Wildcat Weekly podcast. Go Cats!
This has been the official Wildcat podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.